Yeah, hello.
Can you hear me, madam?
Yes.
You do one thing, ma'am.
Yes.
Yeah, go on.
Pardon?
You do one thing, ma'am, okay? I will explain you everything, okay? When you just try to go to your bank, okay? And once you park your car outside the bank, before coming out of the car, let me know. I will explain you in the car what you have to do in the bank, because your husband is disturbing you here. So go alone to the bank, towards the bank. You need to go alone, okay, so that he will not disturb you over there, okay?
I can't do it. He's gonna kill me if I go. I can't do it.
Ma'am, this is for your safety and security. I don't want you to lose any of your single penny. Please try to understand, madam.
No,
and
I
you are not helping yourself,
sorry.
Only you are helping our nation to catch the criminals, so you should
be
proud of yourself.
Look, I know that I can't do it. I just don't want to do it.
Ma'am, you have seen your money. Your money is not gone anywhere. I told
you
it is a
dummy
one. I told you it is a dummy one.
I know that.
You will get the receipt, ma'am. You will get the receipt of the transaction as well. Don't worry, madam. You are in a safe hand. I'm just trying to help you because this is my duty. Otherwise, I need to disconnect your internet line because it is not safe and secure. If you will not follow my instruction, I will disconnect your internet line, ma'am. Because
you're
Yes. No, I'm not threatening you, ma'am. This is for your safety and security because I don't allow to the hacker to misuse your internet again for illegal activities. So if you will not follow my instruction, if you will not help us to complete the security work, I will be able to disconnect your internet line, madam. And I don't want to disconnect your internet. This is why I'm telling you follow our instruction. This is for your safety, madam.
No, I'm not doing it.
Then I have to terminate your internet line. I have to put your internet line into the blacklist. I have to terminate your connection.
Well, I'll have to report it to someone.
Ma'am, you can. You won't get a new connection from next 2 months, okay? Because
I don't care.
I'll
go without it. Because I just can't. I can't go any further with this. I'm really
Can I ask you
about
what is holding you back?
When I go up to the bank, they'll want to know the details of this Gary Richard Dobson, and I'm going to be lying for a start.
Ma'am, you are actually not lying, okay? You are helping us to find the bank employee who is working for the hacker, because if you will go to the bank and tell the truth what will happen, the bank employee will aware the hacker, and I don't know who that bank employee is. That bank employee might be working in your local branch, might be working in another branch, could be anyone. That's why I'm telling you not to disclose anything until we catch all the hackers, including the bank employee.
But I can't do it. I'm not doing it. And I'll have to take the risk about the internet being cut off.
Ma'am, that is not the solution, ma'am. Please try to understand. The hackers already got all your details, okay? They are trying to log in into your banking from their system by using your details.
Well, the other guy, he updated all that. So
we already updated the security, but if the hacker will be outside, they will not be behind the bar, then they will try to break down all the security which we have updated. Please try to understand, madam.
Look, I see this on TV news all the time, people doing this sort of thing, and it's just scaring me now.
Ma'am, this is not a scam call. Please trust me. This is not a scam call. Tomorrow, I'm going to send our engineer for the checkup of your modem. He will show you his ID proof and everything. You will get all the paperwork, whatever we have done today. Don't worry. We are legitimate, madam.
Who's his engineer?
Mr. Kevin Matthews is going to visit at your doorstep tomorrow for the checkup of your modem. If he will find out that the major issue is going on with your modem, we will replace your modem. And if he will find out that the minor issue is going on, we don't have to replace the modem. We will upgrade the security without replacing the modem. And for the replacement, you don't have to pay any single penny for that. And also, you don't have to pay any single penny for the services as well. You are one of our registered customers. You are getting this services free of cost. Okay? So please try to understand, ma'am. We are here to help you, to protect you, to save you. You are listening to your husband. He don't know. He's not a tech savvy, so he don't know what we are trying to do. You guys don't have any idea technically.
No, we don't. That's what.
So this is why I'm telling you to follow our instruction. This is my duty and my job. I know what we are doing. We upgraded the 3 level of the security just to protect you, just to save you. Okay? So please follow our instruction, madam.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm sorry. I've got to live with this.
Then in that case, what I will do, ma'am, I'm going to simply disconnect your internet line. Within 2 hours, your internet will get disconnected.
Will you do that, and I'll get it put back on again?
And if you will lose any of your single penny, then I will be not responsible for that, madam. Okay? Just give me any statement. This call is being recorded, so give me any statement on this call. If you will lose any of your single penny, Mr.
So
John
what's
William.
Your name? I'll check your name. If you got
give me any statement, please, on this call. If you will lose any of your single penny, then Mr. John Williams will not be responsible for this. Tell me.
Okay. No, I'm not saying that.
Ma'am, try to understand. I have to submit this call to the government. Why you are not cooperating, okay? If you don't want to If you don't want to go to the bank, you don't have to. But give the statement on the phone, please.
All right. What is it?
If you will lose any of your single penny, Mr. John Williams will not be responsible for that, okay?
Well, if I lose any of my single pennies, Mr. John Williams will not be responsible.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Now, tell me, what should I do? Should I go ahead and disconnect your internet line, ma'am?
No, don't be disconnected, but just leave it.
Ma'am, no. If you want to leave your internet as it is, it will be work, okay? Then you need to follow the instruction. You have to go to the bank, madam.
I'm not going to the bank.
Why, madam? Could you please let me know why?
I'm going to visit my husband. I can't do it. I don't know. Okay, so you hear me in the background, and I can't. This is very difficult for me.
Ma'am, you have seen your money. Your money is not gone anywhere. You have already seen
it. No, I know, and I'll be watching it, and I'll be calling with that security if something happens.
Sorry?
If something goes wrong, I'll be calling Westpac.
Ma'am, don't try to contact Westpac, otherwise you will lose all your money because they will aware the hacker. Please try to understand, madam. It has already happened with the other customer. They don't listen to us, and they at the end, they lost their money. I don't want you to face the same thing. Sorry?
If you scam me, I can't report it. Is that what you're telling me?
Pardon?
Are you telling me if you're a scammer and I lose money, I can't report it?
Okay. Logically, madam, if I am a scammer, okay, I already have all your details, okay, and I already know your account number, your BSB number, everything. So I can easily take out your money from your account to my account, but I am not doing that because we are legitimate.
You're working for the government. I can probably get your details through someone.
I'm giving you my details right on my employment ID, NCA0786. This is my employment ID. NCA, National Crime Authority, NCA0786. This is my employment ID.
07-86.
Yes.
Okay. But I'm still not going to the bank because I just can't. I just can't do it.
Ma'am, if you will not do this, then you will lose your money. Please try to understand, madam.
I won't lose my money because you're not going to touch it.
Like tonight, every day, ma'am, these hackers get active in your internet every midnight. So, tonight if they will try to access your internet, they won't be able to do that because of the security. Then they will start panicking. They will try to do research why they are not getting inside the computer. And if they will get to know you got a security from us, they will try to break down the security, and at the end, they will try to take out your hard-earned money as well. So this is why I'm telling you.
I'll have to type in your bank number.
Sorry?
I'll have to change the date number.
Ma'am,
okay.
Whatever, ma'am, listen, if you will change your password or bank number, you will put it on the internet, then the hacker again will get that information because you are doing
it
online.
Look, I'm sorry, I can't do anymore. I'm just about to run out.
Okay, all right. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Bye. Take care. Bye.
Bye.